You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's personal finance time on a Monday. We're taking a look at a very interesting trend that's been emerging. We've looked at this before in some parts. We've looked at the return to South Africa of some expats that then come back home after many, many years abroad and what you need to look at when you are one of those individuals. And we're having a look at that conversation because when you do come back into South Africa and you do return to live here once again, having returned from your worldly travels, there's a lot you need to be mindful of in terms of preparing yourself to reintegrate into South Africa. It's not as simple as coming back home and just continuing your life, as it were. There's a lot of considerations that go into reintroducing yourself, particularly where it relates to the South African Revenue Services. I'm joined on the line by a tax attorney at Tax Consulting SA, Rihan Schwellnus, to take a look at this. Good evening, Rihan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, the tax residency part of it is at the forefront of everything. But let's start with the basics. When you're coming back into South Africa, what kinds of steps do you then follow to reintroduce yourself as a South African or as a South African tax resident?
Yeah, thank you for having me today, Jimmy. That's certainly a very good question. And perhaps a good starting point with that analysis is to consider what the existing tax residency status of a returning expat is. And this is a question that they must evaluate carefully before they return. Now, you know, as a starting point, South Africa's tax system is a so-called residency-based tax system. And simply put, as a South African national, you are classified as being a tax resident of South Africa, with the effect that the South African Revenue Service, or SARS, has a taxing right over your worldwide income. And in particular, where expats depart from South Africa to pursue opportunities abroad, they are still liable to tax, income tax to SARS, on their foreign sourced income. So in that context and in that framework, many, many expats do elect to actually apply to the South African Revenue Service to become so-called non-residents for tax purposes. And this is the starting point of the inquiry. You know, have they formally seized or broken their tax residency in South Africa? In many cases, expats have been living and working abroad, and they did not elect to regularize their tax residency, either because they claimed, you know, the available exemptions that are provided for under our local income tax act, you know, notably, for example, the foreign employment income exemption under section 10102, in which case they would have retained their tax residency status. And that's typically applicable where expats are earning employment income, you know, of less than 1.25 million rand per year abroad. In such cases, their return is far simpler, as they can simply then return for the most part. But you are quite correct, in cases where an expat has actually seized their tax residency, their case does require careful evaluation to correctly resume their tax residency upon their return. Yeah.
Now, Rihan, you mentioned the seizing of tax residency and the importance of having had this conversation with the receiver of revenue prior to you having left the country. Let's look at the other side of it. Fast forward a couple of years, you've been out the country. You may or may not have sorted that with the authorities, and now you're coming back into the country. Are they still looking at you the same way to determine where your income comes from, whether you're a tax resident of South Africa or not? Is there a process you have to apply to say, hey guys, I'm back in SA, I wasn't a resident for this period of time, I would like to now be regarded as a resident once again?
Yes, Jimmy, you're quite correct. So this will again depend on how this particular expat actually elected to seize their tax residency and ultimately obtain their notice of non-resident tax status letter. And curiously, when one examines that letter that SARS would issue to that expat, there is a provision on that letter with a built-in obligation on that taxpayer that if there is a change in their tax residency status, in other words, if they have elected to return to South Africa and recommence their tax residency, then there's a built-in obligation on that taxpayer to formally notify SARS of that change in their tax residency within 21 business days of such a change occurring. Now, the position is slightly different where there was a so-called temporary cessation of tax residency that is typically achieved under the relevant and available double taxation agreement that South Africa may have concluded with that particular expat foreign host country. So, for example, the United Kingdom, you know, a expat that has elected to be abroad for a number of years, but it was intended to be a temporary period of work and residence abroad, perhaps for an international assignment or a secondment, and they've now elected to return. If that is the case, then likely their regularization step to correctly notify SARS and return to South Africa will be simpler, as opposed to an expat that departed from South Africa with a permanent intention to remain abroad at the time of their departure, and they perhaps seized their tax residency with South Africa by virtue of ceasing to be ordinarily resident per the declaration form that is part of the cessation of tax residency process. In such a case, then there is a risk that if they do then return to South Africa and inform SARS of their return, that SARS may raise additional questions, asking for an explanation as to why they have elected to return to South Africa. Yeah.
Lots of questions, lots and lots of things to remember when you're dealing with this. Rikhan, I want to move to the banking side of it.
Sure.
What are the banking considerations when coming back into South Africa? Obviously, you'd want to reestablish things around perhaps any credit facilities you may have had or your discretionary allowance that you would be afforded as a South African citizen, or maybe even open a local bank account. How do you navigate the banking side of returning into South Africa?
Correct. Yeah, very, very good question. So typically where an expat has seized their tax residency, they would have informed their local authorized dealer, their South African bank, and by extension, the South African Reserve Bank, of the cessation of tax residency and their new status as a non-resident for tax purposes. Likely, if they had elected to retain any South African local accounts, then those accounts would have been converted to so-called ring-fenced non-resident RAND accounts, or in some circles they're referred to as blocked accounts. Obviously, that would have imposed certain restrictions on credit facilities, credit cards, overdrafts, and so on, that the authorized dealer or the bank would no longer have extended to that expatriate. As well as the fact that they would have lost their annual single discretionary allowance of 1 million rand in terms of what they're allowed to remit out of South Africa. And it is equally important upon their return that they do inform their local authorized dealer and by extension the South African Reserve Bank that they have in fact recommenced tax residency and that their accounts should be converted back to normal transactional accounts, with the added benefit that they are then able to obtain access to credit facilities once more and the reinstatement of that single discretionary allowance from an exchange control perspective.
Rikhan, what about assets offshore? I worked outside the country for a period of 5 years. I managed to accumulate either property offshore or financial assets such as a share portfolio that sits outside of the country. How do I navigate and deal with that when I return to South Africa?
That's an excellent question, Jimmy. So this will depend on the extent of that asset portfolio and whether the expat typically approaches a professional advisor for advice prior to their return. If that is the case, then there is certainly scope for some asset and estate planning opportunities. Now, as a base general principle, there will be a reintroduction of worldwide assets into the South African fiscus upon the recommencement of an expatriate's tax residency. Practically, that then will have an impact on future capital gains. If an asset is then disposed of, then they will once again become liable for capital gains tax. Further, then upon the eventual passing, they'll also have to keep in mind that estate duty will become applicable on the net value of their estate at that time. So typically, many high net worth expats that do return to South Africa, perhaps for retirement purposes, and they have amassed a significant estate and an asset portfolio abroad, typically it may be worth exploring the actually creating a trust structure, whether that's a local trust or an offshore trust, to preserve and safeguard those assets from capital gains tax and ultimately estate duty. Now, in the case where an expat does not elect to create a formal trust structure, then there will be a specific tax treatment that could be levied on certain qualifying assets when they then recommence tax residency. So under the 8th Schedule to the Income Tax Act, there are certain provisions that reset the base cost of those assets. And it becomes a bit technical and without delving into the details too much, but it is necessary to evaluate an inbound returning expatriate's asset portfolio to correctly apply that tax treatment to their assets, their qualifying assets.
Certainly a lot to consider if you are returning to South Africa from a period abroad. And I think the takeaway from this is, when in doubt, speak to a financial advisor, speak to a tax consultant, make sure you get it right before you come back. And if you're already back, still speak to those people anyway. They'll probably still be able to help you. Thanks so much, Rihan. That's Rihan Schwellness, who is the tax attorney at Tax Consulting SA, joining me to look at this week's personal finance segment on how to return home.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.